This is episode number 2003 of Who Cares News for Friday, July 2nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
In 1947, a woman went to Johns Hopkins to cure her hives. She received an experimental drug called Compound 1694 for hay fever and allergies. Keep in mind, this is 1947.
Okay.
Her hives cleared up, and she reported that, weirdly, she stopped getting nauseous while riding on public transportation.
Did she get spidey sense?
Doctors immediately tested the drug for motion sickness. Compound 1694 became
Dramamine.
The biggest park in the U.S. is Adirondack Park in upstate New York. It's bigger than Death Valley and Yellowstone combined.
I want to see that. I want to go to the Adirondacks.
Better bring your hiking boots. It's 6 million acres.
Holy moly. And
that makes it bigger than five entire states.
Wow.
You Can't Touch This is only MC Hammer's fifth highest charting song on the Billboard Hot 100. It peaked at number 8. Four of his other songs did better. Pray, Have You Seen Her, Too Legit to Quit, and Adam's Groove all did better than You Can't Touch This.
No way.
Yeah, way. Tijuana, Mexico. Tijuana is further north than Savannah, Georgia. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the curvature.
Well, you got all the good stuff.
And that's some random facts for today. It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well, gosh. Let me get my microphone closer to me and get ready. Okay.
All right, we're ready. We're ready.
I hope the pudding pops are, I'm sorry, the pudding pops are hidden.
Yes,
if you haven't hid your pudding pops.
Now's the time.
Bill Cosby's out of prison, but he's not welcome in Hollywood.
No, he's not. I don't think that's news.
Nope. Industry
really
insiders say
news.
There is little chance that the disgraced 83-year-old entertainer will be able to chart a comeback now that he has one release on a technicality.
Yeah, no.
He is what is being called radioactive.
Free Britney! Free Britney! They got the wrong name. What happened?
I wonder if that's what happened.
I think that's what happened. Because Britney ended up losing her damn case.
The judge thought he was hearing Free Cosby, Free Cosby.
I think that's what it was.
Instead of Free Britney.
And so Britney, unfortunately, still has to suck up to her dad to get any money. And Cosby goes free. There is no justice in this world.
Oh, my goodness.
None whatsoever.
Howard Bragman is a longtime PR strategist and crisis manager.
He's
a manager. He goes, there's no Cosby reunion, there will be no Vegas residency, and there will be no new Jell-O endorsements for Mr. Cosby.
No. No, sir. There will be none of that.
Before Bill Cosby went to prison, didn't he say he could hardly see and he was ailing and
he could hardly walk.
Yeah.
You know, that was all the thing. And then, you know, all of a sudden he's Mr. Light as air walking out of jail.
Oh, he was probably
yesterday.
Skipping.
Yeah. I think out of all of this, he's too old to keep doing the crap that he did.
Yeah.
For him
I hope so.
To be able to attract women who think he's going to make them a star.
Right.
Because that was usually the whole premise.
Yes.
He even said that. Yeah. He would invite women over to help them with their career.
Yes.
And that was how he was helping them. You know, he's an intelligent man.
I mean,
you know, he's not going to do this again. So
I don't think he's physically
capable. I'm not saying that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's physically capable. One. Two, I mean, not that that excuses any of his behavior in the past. None whatsoever.
None of it.
None of
there's
it.
Nothing
no.
that
there's
excuses
no excuse.
It. No.
But anyway.
Mr. Bragman went on to say, he was not found innocent.
No. Nope.
He was released on a technicality.
Yep.
And I would say the world still believes him to be guilty. And I say amen to that.
Well, and I think that's true because.
He's going to live a very OJ Simpson like. A very OJ Simpson like existence
well,
for the rest of
go.
His life.
Yes, he will. And
Sorry.
So will OJ. He was not exonerated, is the word. he got out on a technicality.
Technicality.
Yeah, technicality.
And I think the person who, except for Felicia Rashad, maybe she's the only person.
There's other people. I mean, he's got fan base. I mean, sure. No, he's got fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the millions of people who stood behind Michael Jackson, you know? And when he died, it was like, oh, he didn't do that stuff. And I can't say he did or not. He was never convicted. But you know what? There sure was a lot of conjecture. You know what I'm saying?
Look at you using big words.
That's me.
Well, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, guess what? Hmm. They applied for their marriage license on June 29th.
Oh, so they're not married.
Guess not.
Hmm.
But they're going to be.
They're going to be soon.
They applied for the license in Johnston, Oklahoma.
Johnston, Oklahoma. Yeah. Wow.
We don't know exact details about their upcoming nuptials.
And we don't
nuptials.
Know where Johnston, Oklahoma is. We just know it's somewhere in Oklahoma. I don't take the Brown question, so there you go.
I don't think it matters where it is.
Yeah, I guess not.
Especially they don't care if you know or not, probably.
They're probably not going to tell us when they're going to get married either.
Probably not.
That's what I'm thinking.
Anyway, the wedding is naturally a secret.
Sure, of course.
Top secret.
Top secret.
Marriage license is good for 10 days after being issued.
So we got a short window. We're talking a short window.
So is anyone else smelling a 4th of July weekend?
I think I'm smelling brats and beer and wedding cake. That's what I think. Yes, indeed. In Johnston, Oklahoma. Did you even find that on a damn map? Hang on a second.
That's just where it was issued. That's not necessarily where the wedding is.
Yeah, but it's going to be in the same county.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Because it goes by county, right?
I think it's going to be on his ranch.
Well, you go ahead. I'll try and find it.
Okay.
I've got my phone out, my trusty phone.
All right.
You'll be done long before I can even type in Johnston with my thumbs, but that's okay.
Yeah, recent weeks, both Blake and Gwen, they've dropped hints that the wedding plans were underway, and during a recent interview.
They were married already.
I know you did. During a recent interview with USA Today, Blake said, I want her to do all that stuff and handle it because it's going to be great.
No, he wants her to handle it because he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to get blamed.
Well, then he also said, she's in the middle of planning the thing, and she's always so mindful of me. She's like, hey, I don't want to just take this thing over.
Oh, yeah, sure he doesn't.
That's too big a catch.
You know what?
Flight.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Blake Shelton owes his entire life to Christina Aguilera because she stepped aside so Gwen Stefani could be on The Voice.
Oh, I see.
He owes his entire future to her.
I wonder if she's invited to the wedding.
I bet she is.
Huh.
Huh. No, actually, I think I did hear somewhere that Gwen said it's just going to be mom, dad, and a few family and friends.
Oh, so it's not going to be
big. It's not going to be a big wedding, no.
Huh.
That's what they're saying.
We don't know.
Because I don't know how close the closest heliport is to Coleman, Durant, Oklahoma. I don't know.
They can probably land on his property.
Yeah, probably can.
Yeah.
You know who won't be there? Halle Berry. I think she's not been invited.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Mm.
Yeah. Because, you know, when Halle's in the room, she kind of sucks up all of the attention. And I don't think that's good at a wedding. I just don't think that's good.
No.
You know
all
I
should be on the bride.
But if she was, I want to crash that wedding. I tell you what.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
More Who Cares on Tuesday. Have a safe and sane 4th of July weekend. And
And that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.